It's the season premiere of Laverne and Shirley.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike, have you ever revealed the lyrics to this song?
Yes, I'll write them and bring them in tomorrow.
They're a standard. I mean, we know them already, but we'll give them tomorrow, maybe.
Sure. What? I have no idea if this is widely known or not. I have been told part of the charm of what we do is that in our stupid worlds, we share things that intrigue us with the hopes that you will be intrigued too. And this particular video that we start the show with today is something that I am intrigued by because, you know, a lot of people wave the blue flag and say, I support the men in blue.
Sure.
But I, as Rob will tell you, I have... I've spent many, many hours with the men in blue and count among the men in blue some very dear friends of mine and have for quite some time. That's why this next video was very cool to me. It is a montage of different uses of a new device that I think is really cool. I've always thought if you're in a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
On a highway, and you come up in back of a car, and you do what's called the pit maneuver. I think we've all seen that, where they push the rear end of the car that's going at high speed behind the car, and they move it off to the left. And it can result in a roll that, people buy the farm, and you can maybe hurt other people at the same time.
You don't always get hurt if you roll your car over.
No, you don't, but it's very chaotic. It's a very chaotic way to stop a chase.
Yeah, I would say probably a last resort almost. I mean, because it's a nasty thought.
I don't even know what this is called, but I think it's called the grabber. And
the
it's
grappler.
The grappler. And Rob, have you ever seen them use this device?
No.
This is what police in certain jurisdictions are using to catch the bad guys that are trying to run away, speed away from the law, and jeopardize people while they're doing it. Roll the tape and check this out. This is very, very cool.
Okay.
There's a guy. Watch what he does. Grappler. Right there.
So it's like a stick?
It's like Spider-Man.
It's like a fishing line.
Oh, okay. So they pull it in and then use their brakes to stop him. They link up and then they slow him down that way.
But that's wild. Less 1,000% less lethal than doing what they would do. I think it wraps around the tire. They do it to a trailer here. Watch this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's really, like, jeopardizing the chase vehicle either.
No, it looks like a lasso.
Yeah. It is. It's Old West technology.
HyproCam says Washington State uses them.
This thing's
freaking brilliant.
I think you're right, Mike. I think it grabs by the tire, rear tire.
I was really hoping this was some weird AI video.
Well, it ain't over yet.
No, I just think this is... have you seen this, Josh?
I have not.
See?
I love it.
Makes me happy that I brought new things to people.
No, it looks effective.
And a lot quicker. I mean, when you're chasing somebody and you get close, now you're going to see it from the distance.
Oh, he did. Yep, it looks like he's trying to...
Look at that.
Oh, that's...
Or maybe the grappler.
They got him with a grappler.
Yes.
They got him with the grappler, huh?
Are there any of these films
got him with the grappler. It's so funny we were just talking about it.
Did he say
just
Mike?
He did say Mike, yes.
Thank you. Thanks, Carrie.
They're actually pulling the driver by their feet.
Thanks, Russ.
By some body part to try to
get him out. Well, that was a nice shot where we saw it has like some arms that go out.
You can turn it off. He's screaming at the top of his lungs. Isn't that cool?
I was wondering, did any of the people get out of the car after they were stopped with scissors?
God, beat the system. Here's the thing. All right. Well, happy Tuesday. This is I want to share something. I took some notes about the show and our statistics. You know, this show is we've got like 60 million downloads in this incarnation of this show. We are in the top, you know, we're higher rated than 99.9% of all other podcasts. We are in the top echelon of podcasts.
Because we've stayed with it.
We've been at it a long time. And since this is Giving Tuesday, I wanted to share something that was true. And in order to be honest, sometimes we have to do this. You know, I wrote it down. Let me just read it to you. Every day, you invite the Mike O'Mara Show into your life on your drive to work during your... Turn the classical music off.
All right.
Every day, you invite the Mike O'Mara Show...
I thought you might like into, that.
Nope. into your life on your drive to work during your morning routine or in those quiet moments that you need a familiar voice. Over the years, this show has become more than entertainment. It's become a friend, a constant, a place we all meet to laugh, to forget the world for a while. But today we need to share something real. Due to this year's rising costs and inflation, they've created a not necessarily totally unexpected, but a bit unexpected shortfall, a gap of about $20,000 this year on the show that we need to close to keep the show going strong into the new year. We don't talk about money. We have we acknowledge our super chats on podcasts. We acknowledge people that donate all the time, but we don't really talk about the nuts and bolts of money and the show. We'd much rather keep you laughing. And the truth is simple. The show only continues because of you. And we are not a corporate-backed show. We are not a big behemoth. And that is why our finances are not similar than other shows that are in the, you know, the upper 0.1% of podcasts everywhere. This is what I want to share. If every listener that listens to this show were to donate $10, $5, we'd get the goal, meet our goal instantly. $10, that's less than lunch. Yeah. In my case, I eat a big lunch, a lot less than lunch. enough to keep us chugging for another year, because we don't talk about all the merchandise and all of the development of events and all the effort that goes on. We're bare bones. There are three guys, including my wife helps us free. That's why she gets her DermGlow ads. That's Carla's compensation. And it's the three of us. That's it. We do everything for the show. So I'm asking on this Giving Tuesday if the show has ever meant anything to you, if it's ever lifted your spirits, if it's ever been with you at tough times, made your day easier, please consider donating on Giving Tuesday, which is today. Every single contribution, big or small, helps close this inflation-driven gap. It'll keep the laughter coming. We'll be able to, you know, do what we do. We like to create events. We love like it. To create merchandise. We like to do the shows when we can. We like to travel to different spots and do the shows.
And on a daily basis, we just love to make you laugh. We really, really do. Yeah. And we want to continue doing that. That's what we love to do.
The super chats are wonderful, and we appreciate those. Listen to this. I'll give you some stats here. Podcast ranks higher than 99.9% of all shows ever created. More than 40 to 60 million lifetime downloads. A community that stood
That's
by
a family,
all of us through the laughs, the rants, all the dysfunction we've had over the years. We only exist because of you guys. So, you know, this is your moment. So please, Josh has got the different places. If you'd like to donate today, we're doing this a one-timer that we're trying to raise this money and do it.
We're not going to BBS you. We're not going to do a long break every day at all.
No, but this is how we make our money. True. We make our money through advertising, merchandise sales, and donations of listeners right away. Dal, thank you. Dal Goda, $20 Super Chat. Thank you. Giving Tuesday, we appreciate that. We'd like to set a record in the Super Chats today. Too. That would be very, very helpful. Thank you very much. Josh, besides the Super Chats, there are other ways people can donate to the show on Giving Tuesday.
To donate over on our store tab on MichaelMyerShow.com. There's a TMOS Patreon monthly donation or a single donation as well. That is the best way to donate. You can also, of course, Super Chat. You can buy merch like our cookbook. We're running out of cookbooks. You can buy some shirts.
Yeah. Yep.
You can sign up for the bonus show. Now that it is December and January are the only times we offer yearly bonus show memberships at a discounted price. So you
That's
can go
another
over
way.
There and
That's
sign
another
up
way
for
to
that
do it.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to be upfront. We are facing the biggest financial shortfall due to, look, we're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're not alone. A lot of people have dealt with the inflation situation.
Advertising's down across the board.
And, you know, we want to be able to keep this show going the way you know it. And we like doing it every day. We like doing it every day. And we like doing a bonus show every week. We really do. So we want to keep it going. We want to keep fighting with your help. If everybody was to just pop in $10, I mean, with the amount of listeners we get. The metrics are difficult in the podcast world, to know whether it's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. And thank you very much for Scoob. We appreciate it. Also, Jim 1439. Thank you very much. No tote bag.
You get one if you go on the cruise.
Yeah, the cruise gets your tote bag.
Yeah, you get a tote bag.
A tote bag.
Podcast and advertising. Now that every major celebrity runs their own podcast, that has taken a lot of the advertising money and has made it harder for guys like us.
Right.
Yeah. You know, $10, damn bitch, kind of lunch you eating. My lunch is in a $1.50 can.
Say that.
No.
$1.50 is pretty good for lunch.
Well, the only place you can get that anymore is Costco.
Yeah.
Costco, can you really, $1.50 get you a
hot dog and a Coke?
Hot dog and a Coke for $1.50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good. That's a good deal.
I'm curious, Josh, have you ever gone to Costco just for lunch? And not shopped? Yeah, me too. Okay.
I also I went to IKEA this past week just for lunch.
Did you have the Swedish meatballs?
I did.
That's good.
Yeah, I got their little sundae.
That's yum,
lingonberry jam. Mm.
What is it?
Lingonberry jam.
What is a lingonberry?
I think it's a tart berry. I don't know. I don't think it's native to our shores, Mike.
Yeah, it's like a Swedish cranberry.
Top berry, everybody.
And now, I have to apologize, Mike. I didn't think that you would. I thought the classical music would be nice. What if I had gone with this one?
All right. Like I've got the like copy this? Right here that I wrote. Hold on. I can put my... Every day, you invite the Mike O'Mara Show into your life, on your drive to work, during your morning routine, or in those quiet moments when you just need a familiar voice. Over the years...
So that's good. Would you go for this one maybe then? Or is this too happy?
No, you play the same music you've played for 30 years. I would love something new. Every year, we try to... do new things.
Okay.
I promise you, if we can reach our goal, Rob has promised me he will do new things.
Okay. Here's a new one. I thought it might be too new. I didn't know if you wanted to use it or not.
I bet it's not new.
It isn't.
See? It's not.
23 days for Christmas shopping.
Thank you, Reese. Jim, Scoot, everybody, we appreciate it.
Only got 23 days, Mike.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. Better get busy.
How many years? How many years you've been playing that guy? How many years?
Oh, I think we started last year.
People ask for it.
Liar.
Oh, and Reese. This is Reese, you earned it.
Giving Tuesday winner so far. Giving Tuesday winner so far, Reese. And we don't do the PBS thing. I promise you, we will occasionally mention if you'd like to donate. We will never do a show like this where we turn it into a little radiothon, except for Giving
cocktail
Tuesday.
Hours.
Gift to, and cocktails.
That's right.
God, don't contradict me when I'm trying to do this.
For
God's sake, he's adding, Mike. No, he's not subtracting. He's adding.
Thank you. Reese just took care of 10 listeners. right there. That's awesome.
And that'll be the same policy on the ship.
We're not giving up the Fleeton guy, okay? I know you love it. I know you love him and his big head and his sameness. I don't like sameness. I like fresh. That's what I like. Fresh. But he's not giving it up because I know it means something to you.
What would happen if we took that Fleeting guy and stuck him into AI? Could we get a nice video of him?
I bet we could. Oh, my God. That's a great idea. Yeah, that would be great.
All right. We are not having a vote on the Christmas. Here he has done it again. He has now clouded the Met, which is his skill, his skill set. Whenever I'm trying to raise money, he will shove something in there to just either make it about him or, you know, for the love of God, he will dilute the message as he's doing it today on Giving Tuesday.
For at least 15 years, I have prided myself on trying to put the countdown guy where he doesn't belong.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
was
playing, God damn it.
And I was playing the long game there. Because we said, you know, no music, and then music, and then music, and then him. And it's the best.
I might be a little uptight because right before bed had a little issue last night again.
Oh.
Yeah, but we'll be all right.
I threw my cranberry sauce away yesterday.
I'm going to go on the cruise anyway. If I die on the cruise, you know.
Many people do.
No, I sacrificed. All right.
I hope your room has one of the bigger bathrooms.
Thank you very much. Hey, everybody. You know what? We've got the same people, too, especially on the super chats that kind of pop in there all the time. Let's you know, I'm talking about a teeny one. All right. Not everybody can do what Reese does. We know that.
Skip your Starbucks today.
I mean, really, God bless you. That's it. That's my spiel. That's my appeal. Now on with the show. And we get some super chats. We'll mention that. I did not get a chance to reflect on my Thanksgiving dinner where and what I screwed up. All right. Carla was under the weather on Thanksgiving Day. I didn't mention that, but she was under the weather. And because of that, she has been feeling poorly for a while now. And I had to pick up the slack. My normal responsibilities are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry sauce and gravy.
Okay.
That's it.
But both important. Yeah. Very important.
Now, and I do not make a habit of dissing members of my own family, but reality is reality, and I must give an honest, unvarnished review of the Thanksgiving meal. It was, in my humble opinion, SP.
SP.
Subpar.
Oh, no. Because I was going to ask you to like rate it on 1 to 10, but
which is less par, my Thanksgiving dinner or my beard that I'm trying to grow?
They're both great. I think if the beard is
what beard?
There it is.
Now, does the beard have any gravy in it?
Shut up! I'm trying to grow it.
Now, are you trying to Santa Claus it?
No, I'm not trying to Santa Claus. Hey, Chris White, thank you very much. We appreciate that super chat. Good man. Much appreciated. There it is. I'm going back to the long shot. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you. What is on my nose? What the hell is on my nose?
Like
coffee.
It's
a coffee ground.
I thought it was blood.
Yeah, I think it's blood.
No, it's not blood. It is not.
I don't know.
How
going
do you get
close.
How do you get a coffee ground on your nose?
That is blood. It is blood. Oh, shut up. I'm falling apart. I'm falling apart, trying to raise money for the show, falling apart, bleeding.
Here you go, Chris White. Here's for Chris White. He deserves this.
All right. All right. Okay.
Might be worth trying to see if you can sneak down to that cruise this weekend. It might be Mike's last show.
Yeah.
I'm doing the very, very best I can.
Saturday night, we'll have the memorial.
Stop.
Can we get a lectern, Josh? I don't know what they have on the boat.
I bet they do.
I'm sure
they have a. Thank you, Chris White.
There is a chapel on the boat. We'll just move our show to the chapel.
And by the way, not just the super chats, but everything else Josh mentioned. On the Thanksgiving dinner, I am tasked because of Carla's situation with the dressing.
Okay.
Of making the dressing.
And you don't stuff your bird. You just make it outside the bird.
You make it outside the bird. I improvise a little bit. Carla had purchased the store-bought almost like kettle corn style bags of strips of stale bread that you put in there, like the crouton. And I think they work. Isn't this great? They work really great.
I mix stale bread with Pepperidge Farm crumbs. I give you double texture there. It's also good. You know, for the next, if you don't want to have a subpar Thanksgiving, you might want to take
that. He has to one-up your meal.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
I'm not one-upping anything. I'm just offering you something.
Elton has to share how he does, you know, more than... I get it. I'm not a... thank you, Pat O'Brien. We appreciate it, Pat O'Brien.
I loved all your movies in the 30s.
That's good stuff. I see. I was referencing the bar in New Orleans.
Oh, and wasn't
where you
there
get
a,
the hurricane. The hurricane.
Wasn't there a guy on, like, one of the soft news shows, Pat O'Brien? He was a sportscaster that turned to soft news?
Yeah. A guy that did, like, a Entertainment Weekly show.
And
got involved in some controversy years
there
ago.
Was some bad
and
business.
And I'm reasonably sure is dead.
No.
If I'm not mistaken. He may be dead, but I don't know. Okay. Anyway, moving along. Here's the mistake I made. Mm-hmm. And I discovered I really don't. I've always thought that stuffing that is too dry tends to fall apart.
Yeah.
And it breaks up, and I don't like that. So what I did was before I, after I mixed it a little further. Thank you, Rick Schofield. Thank you. God bless you, Rick. I appreciate that on Giving Tuesday. What a great group of people we
have.
We
got the best.
I appreciate that. I put almost an entire box of chicken stock in it.
Okay. That's a quart, probably, right?
I'm trying to
think the size of the box. Like it's, about that big?
You know.
Yeah, quart.
Poured it in, put it in the oven, waited till it got a little brown on top. It made it into like just a muck.
Soup.
It was an error. I would have put a third of it in there just to moisten it. And I blew that. Do you ever put, I had this thought, do you ever put an egg in stuffing?
Oh my God, I've got the perfect ratio for you.
Okay, what do you?
And it comes not
how do you
from
put
Alton
eggs
Brown
in stuffing?
It doesn't come from Alton Brown. It comes from my grandfather. I watched him do it a million times. You start by in butter cooking your celery and onions. Usually six stalks of celery to one big onion or two small.
Right.
I add fresh sage chopped up. You don't need to, but I do.
Did. I put fresh sage in.
Okay, and then you put that once it's wilted almost to not being vegetable anymore. Put it in a bowl. Put your bread on top of that, then six beaten eggs and milk.
Really?
Yeah. And
how
it comes
much milk?
Out to make it the sort of like a moldable texture. You know, you don't want it gooey, but you
it's
want
like half
it,
a cup of milk.
Yeah, like stiff. And it varies year to year. Stiff peaks. You know, you can squeeze it and it stays there.
So you put that many eggs in.
Six.
And
yeah.
What's your, do you put a protein in? Sausage?
No. It's purely bread stuffing.
Okay, I
but we also
had sausage.
Were very that's good. My grandmother
sage,
used to make
sage sausage.
Sausage and mushrooms, so good.
Very yummy. I will not make that mistake. I will go with the egg. It doesn't make it too custardy if you do that.
No, because the only thing that's important is that you don't pour the eggs directly into the hot vegetables because they will scramble.
Okay.
You have to have that bread sort of between them. And also, Mike, this I've come on my own. This tip is get latex gloves, food safe gloves for the kitchen, because the best way to mix stuffing is to squeeze it with your hands, but you don't want your hands to stink like stuffing all day. So just get
I took
some gloves
the dogs
and
out to poop and then I got right to it with my bare hands. I ask you not.
And your poop bags are also food safe, aren't they?
Yeah. I took them all and put them in the trash.
I hate to do this. Yeah. I need to unbox something I just got because it was in the rain and I don't want it to be damaged.
Go ahead. Go ahead. That's it. The opening is everybody's. That's the motto of this show. Everybody gets to do this. Is it an album? But if it's an album, I'm going to be so
it's not
bored.
Anything we're going to care about.
No, you're right. Josh, that's... Josh is officially...
It's
there
Anthology
it is.
4, everybody.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Well, I mean, I paid $75 for one album.
Yeah,
I don't want it to sit
to
in wet cardboard.
That's very nice. All right, congratulations.
It wouldn't hurt you to put eggs in your stuffing and watch the Beatles Anthology. I think it would make you happier.
I just, you know, I mean, it's always the Beatles. It really is. If you love the Beatles,
give us a donation today.
Yeah.
I'm hitting it hard today on our Radiothon. I can't
help it. How about
$20
for Ringo?
Ringo?
Ringo Starr, yeah.
Ringo Starr?
My mom and I like to call him that.
And then the cranberry sauce, as usual, I aced it. A question from Shannon Fisher, Rob. Have you watched the 9-hour documentary released on Apple?
Yeah, it's actually on Disney right now. Well, I guess Apple is the company that did it, but it's on Disney. I've watched the thing probably a dozen times already because I have the DVDs, but there's a new episode that is so great because when they did the original anthology 25 years ago,
I just wanted to know if he'd watched
it. Left. Well, what he, you knew you could answer that.
He tried to promote this new episode last week.
Mike, it left us with the Beatles broken up, which is sad. And this ninth episode.
It was sad in 1969.
It's still sad, Mike. It's still sad. And they did this ninth episode that provided closure. And it's very, very, I'll say this, it's very sweet. So if even if you just watch the ninth episode, everyone should watch this documentary.
I will wait for episode 10.
Okay. Is that the one where they die? All of them dead?
I hope so.
Okay.
We'll get to that later, Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
like that's
about diving in early.
The third spot today. Did we lose Mike?
Yeah, I think I felt Mike was freezing.
I thought
to make
it
a
was
point.
A really great and pause.
So did I. And I believe we have lost Mike on a great pause.
You know what? I bet. I bet he goes out and he comes back.
Yeah,
he often does this. But Josh, yeah, the ninth episode provides closure and also discusses even if you're just a tech junkie. The way they made the three records after John Lennon died with the tape is fascinating, about isolating the vocals and rewriting around them. It's really neat. So I do recommend it very much.
And I'm sure it's great for a Beatles fan.
And you're not a Beatles fan.
Not at all.
No, you're more of a Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin guy.
I don't mind any of those. They all have good music. Not obsessed with any of that.
Okay, well, I don't say I'm obsessed. It's just my favorite.
Your Beatle Elvis relationship is very similar to my Orioles relationship, where it's embedded in me.
I'll give you that. And you know what? You're a little more pure because the Orioles is
they break my heart every day.
Yeah, but also it's like one entity that you can focus on.
Yes.
When I split between the Beatles and Elvis, and people, they say there's no overlap. So it's weird that I would like them both so much. You see, normally you're an Elvis guy or a Beatles guy, and I've always been both, so very weird. But then that's not even the weirdest thing about me. I'm wired wrong. You know this.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's why I love you. We do. We don't have much in common, but we've got all this in common.
Yeah, we have more in common than most people. Yes. As a matter of fact, we brought that up when we talked to John Heater, which we'll release today.
Yeah, I have a clip to share with Mike. When Mike returns.
Oh, wait. Before that, I want to say thank ye. Do that. Rolando with a $50 donation on Giving Tuesday. Cha-ching. But we were talking to him, and I said to John Heater, Napoleon Dynamite, I said, looking at us, me and Josh, you wouldn't think we have anything in common. And in fact, we had the exact same viewpoint on his movie, and it was kind of fun.
Great.
It is. Tapawingo. It streams everywhere. Today, right?
Yeah, today it's out.
You can
people
rent
should
it
check it out.
I really
thought
should.
I was going to have to pretend to like the movie and tell Chad, hey, you did a great job. But I watched it twice now, and I want to watch it a third time because it gets better each time.
Chad did do a great job.
And I hate saying that because I've been hearing about this movie for 5 years.
Yeah, they have been shooting it a long, long time.
Well, to the point that when Chad was doing the, what is it? Not interview. Where you try out.
Audition.
The audition. That's the word I'm looking for.
The interview. He comes in with his resume.
I don't have the theater background.
Some references.
That when he was doing that, I was helping him with getting it set up because it was virtual during COVID.
Oh, right.
And it was, look at this email. Do you think this is a fake email? Is someone trying to screw with me?
You know what? It is weird when you get a reach out from a studio for something like that.
Yeah.
You do think it's a fake. When I got to do the show Crashing, which is really the extent of my acting career, I got the role because I was helping someone else read. And it was a DJ, and I played the DJ, and Sarah Fraser was the person who was auditioning. And she said, will you read with me? I said, well, you know what would be great is why don't you come on and we'll shoot the video like we did on the show, like we're streaming it. And we did it, and she did great. But then they came back, and they said they want me to play the disc jockey. I wasn't even auditioning. Now, I was just a filler.
Did she also get the part?
She did.
Okay, because it would have been awkward if you got the part
really
and she
awkward.
Passed on her.
Really awkward. I'm so glad that it worked out that way. But, yeah, it was strange, and I did think, until I saw it on TV, I thought, something's up here. Something's going to go wrong. Yes. This isn't real. Because it is, it's just a totally different world, the way right. that they handle showbiz like that. So it was a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it. I don't think that I would actually do it again because, you know,
yeah.
John, I'm not good at it.
But and John even mentioned that when referring to Napoleon Dynamite, that yeah. he shot the thing. And he was like, I don't know if it'll ever actually come out.
Yeah, yeah. I liked when we talked to him about what he thought might be the catchphrases from Napoleon Dynamite, and he says that he was hoping there'd be catchphrases, yes. but he didn't know what they would be. And anyway, so that'll drop today for everybody,
I
right?
I think around 3 o'clock it'll
okay,
come out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, click your feed, and then after you see it, you're going to definitely want to watch the movie, and Tapawingo yep. is available everywhere that movies are rented. Now, yep. I did have one tape I wanted to play for you today, Josh.
All right, well, Mike did lose power.
Electricity,
and he's waiting. It's back, but he's waiting for the internet. You know how when you lose power, you have to wait for the internet to come back?
I wonder, on the Eastern Shore, they say you lost current. Did you lose current?
Yeah, exactly.
So Mike exactly. lost current.
Before you go to a video, I do want to take a moment to say safe home to Tom O'B.
Oh,
who passed
yeah.
away this past weekend.
Our sincere condolences. He's been with us forever.
Forever. He's one of the first people to reach out to me. Now, it was in anger. But that's Tom O'B.
That is Tom O'B.
And we got past that, and Tom O'B is a great, great guy. So
nice fella.
It was,
and
it was tough to see last night.
He went in a most tragic way. It was a house fire.
Yeah.
And that's no way for anyone to go. And for someone that has invested as much time as he has in our show, he's part of the family. And it's really, it's tragic. Yeah. I was really stunned today to find out that he was gone. So
I saw him at the Derby party, saw mm-hmm. him just 2 weeks ago at Chad Duke's event when I went up for that. So great guy.
I'm sorry, to his family and to all his friends, our most sincere condolences. And I sneeze because I'm allergic to sadness. Mike is coming back. He says it's flashing orange. I think that just means his router needs to come back.
I think it's impatience.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know how when you want to get back on and you just stare at that thing and that Comcast box has a mind of its own.
Exactly. And you just stare at it. Anyway, so let me show you this video. I thought this was an oddly produced, you probably saw it because it's from the Orioles. But, you know, a man of my age, when I think of Boog Powell, I think of Boog's Barbecue.
Yeah.
I know he was a player, right? He was a big deal.
Yeah,
right?
he was a first baseman.
Okay.
He was a star.
Was he a sturdy first baseman? Because he's very sturdy now.
Yes, he is. He's always been sturdy.
I'm not going to say fat. But this is the video that the Orioles put out that starts out much less flattering than it ends.
Go out to the fence where they're cooking these big chunks of beef, and I would hold my glove over the fence, and they would slip me a big chunk of beef.
Hey, you're Boog Powell.
Because I'm a bad beef, savage, ain't nothing average. All about my green, need a plate full of
pork and beef.
Bad beef, savage, ain't nothing average. Playing with my money, we gonna pull up at your address.
I think they've muddied the message, haven't they?
I don't care. I have not seen that yet. I know they hired some new social media people, and I love that video. That's great.
But it might, I mean, I would love to see a Boog Pal video about him on a Miller Lite commercial.
No,
and
there's plenty of those. Those are all out there.
Okay, but then how about just one that's purely about him with those great plays he was making?
No, but remember, we're dealing with stupid kids that they're trying to reach that only know Boog as Boog's Barbecue. You go out there and Boog is sitting on a stool and will say hi to you while you get your barbecue.
And it's great barbecue. But I have not, if I ever did it, had to have been 50 years ago, seasoned a baseball glove. Do you think that putting a hunk of hot beef in a baseball glove is going to help break it in?
I didn't take that from that. Trying to season? I thought.
No,
he was
I don't think it was on purpose.
No,
I thought he just wanted the meat.
I thought it was like mid game. He would just reach his glove over, and people would feed him.
That's true, but I'm thinking that with you use oil on a glove, so why not beef tallow to soften it up?
It would probably work. There's lots of things to break in the glove, where you put it in the oven, you put it under your bed, you run over it with a car.
Run over with a car.
Everyone's got their own superstitions on what does best.
I remember my cousin got one and put a baseball in it and then tied it immensely tight with a rope. So it had to like mold around the ball. And it just sat there for like a month getting ready for him to play. So
I've done it. I did it for my stepson's glove. Now I think you might be onto something here.
In what way?
I don't think I can get the Boog's barbecue sauce in like a jar.
Right.
But if I could, and I slather that all over the glove.
Now you're talking.
And bake that. That I think would really break it in.
Don't forget to baste it.
Plus, part of what's great about baseball is you put your glove up to your hand and you can smell that leather.
Now, I do love the smell of the glove, yeah.
Now, if you run some barbecue sauce over that, you've got a whole different smell going on. That's also something to love.
Now, Dal Goda brings up an interesting point. Do you want to put it in the oven or do you want to put it in the smoker?
The smoker would probably be better.
I would think a slow, like a moist heat, right? To make the glove more supple?
Yeah, I think... I don't know the whole point of putting it in the oven. I just know I did it.
Well, I think it would soften the leather.
I guess it's to soften the leather. So I think it would do well, too.
Yeah, you smoke it with barbecue sauce and then add 6 eggs.
Yep.
And you're done.
and then just pound it with some pit beef.
That's exactly right. But also, if you think about it, a baseball glove is a wonderful vehicle for carrying hunks of meat.
No, it's you can fit anything in a baseball glove.
And also, because of its thick leather nature, your hand won't burn.
That's true.
It's like a potholder.
By
Wilson.
It's like a modern oven mitt.
Exactly. Now, question. Did you ever have a ball glove that wasn't the traditional brown baseball glove? Did you ever get like a black one or a white one or anything like that? Because I always think they're a little showy.
I've had a black one for a while.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mike. What happened?
Welcome back to the internet.
Everything just exploded.
Are you having weather down there?
No, I don't believe so. They've been a little rainy, but I mean, not a lot of weather. I'm gobsmacked.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, too.
We were just having a Boog Pal discussion.
Yeah. Do you think that it would be good to take a baseball glove when you want to break it in?
It's weird you mention that. It's so weird.
Well, why?
Could we run the video again?
Yeah. I want you to see this, Mike. But do you think it would be good if you had a baseball mitt that you wanted to break in, if you covered it in barbecue sauce and put it in a smoker?
You're going to show me a video of that?
Well, no.
No, that's our own creation.
That's our own creation. This is a salute to Boog Powell.
Go out to the fence where they're cooking these big chunks of beef.
Is he still alive?
I would hold my glove over the fence. And they would slip me a big chunk of beef.
Hey, you're Boog Powell.
Cause I'm a bad bitch, savage, ain't nothing average. All about my green, need a plate full of
pork and beef.
Bad bitch, savage, ain't nothing average. Playing with my money, we gon' pull up at your address.
Boog, I saw him in Fenway Park against the Boston Red Sox hit the longest home run I've ever seen over, like, into the upper deck in right field. It was spectacular.
I mean, he's a big guy. I imagine he could really, when he connected, I bet he could really move the ball.
It was wonderful. It was one of my favorites. And of course, if you go to Camden Yards, you get the Boog's barbecue, which is still happening today. Real quick, before we move on, I wanted to mention that being the worst gift giver of all, it's just weird that you mentioned baseball gloves, because last night, I've been in the hospital for 3 days. You think about stuff.
So when
I got out and took my kid to Dick's, I wanted Christmas early for him. And he needs a new fielder's glove, and I bought him a new fielder's glove. And that's because I can't wait. I can't wait till Christmas. If I have it in my mind, I want instant gratification to see the reaction, to see how he looks. And I got it, and he's in the car pounding it away, and he's hitting it last night with his little wooden thing. And the kid,
get him
you know,
some
loves
barbecue
baseball.
Sauce for it.
It was
get him
wonderful.
Some barbecue sauce and smoke that glove. It would be delicious.
Delightful. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is time to move on. I'm sorry for the momentary powder that
we
took on the show.
We missed you, but I'm glad you're back.
I always miss you. I do. I don't know what that means. Is our first sponsor Uncommon Goods?
Yes, Mike, and it should be because it's a very important client.
The holidays sneak up fast, but everybody, it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, and they have something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers to history buffs to mixologists, foodies,
everybody,
sports fans, gardeners, serial killers, everybody.
No. Hey, no.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. That's just so nice. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary, everybody.
You know, my mom saw my Uncommon Goods radio that I got this weekend. She says, that's beautiful. I want that. I said,
I'm glad
you
added radio to the sentence.
You can't have
radio. Is my camera still there? Okay.
It is. We can see you.
I said, you may not have mine because I love it too much, but you may buy your own. And she said, okay. But we're all delighted with the stuff we got from UG, Mike.
UG.
Uncommon Goods.
Very clever. You come up with that on your own?
On the fly.
Good job, Rob.
Thanks. And Mike, we missed you.
Yeah. Good to be back, you moron. All right, very good. I'm just trying to get everything back online here.
You got to get things ready because this is a segment, Josh, we call Tidbits.
Tidbits. Might want to plug in.
And this is fun because this is Giving Tuesday Tidbits. And these are all things that, you know.
We did get one while you were gone.
Yeah. We got $50 while you were gone. Robles? Daniel Robles, I think?
That's good.
Or Daniel?
Oxford Dictionary released its word of the year, and it's the reason you can't be online for 5 minutes without feeling stressed. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go.
Oxford's word of the year 2025, rage bait. That's two words.
Boo.
They define it as online content deliberately designed to elicit outrage or anger by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive. My kid uses non-online content. He said, Dad, I'm just rage baiting you.
Yeah.
So it applies to when they're trying to piss you off without being online.
Yeah. Like when I opened my Beatles LP.
Yes. That was rage baiting me.
Yeah, you were rage baiting, right?
No, I wasn't filled with rage. they define it as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger. They say it's being used three times more than it was a year ago, but it's not a new term. The first recorded use was over two decades ago. Someone used it in a forum in 2002 to describe the feeling of someone tailgating you in traffic and flashing their lights to let them pass, like they're trying to give you road rage. More than a few grammar nerds are raging that Oxford's word of the year is actually two words.
Not if you hyphenate it.
So that's ironic. They are really pissed about it.
I know that 30 years ago, Mike, my father used the phrase, but that was what he used when he went fishing. He took rage bait with him, and he caught the angriest fish you could find.
We went to Bass Pro Shops last night before we went to Dick's, and there were redfish that they had in the tank there that were as big as a submarine.
Wow. Like 600 feet long?
Mike and I just have the same schedule. I was at Academy over the weekend and Bass Pro Shops over the weekend.
Academy Sports, if you don't have it in your area, is kind of a sporting goods, kind of a Dick's.
It's owned by the Hollywood elite, isn't it? The Academy?
Yes, the Academy.
Yeah, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Pick up a baseball glove and you can vote on the movies.
Really, really good stuff. Can you tell I'm trying to like get my shot right here? You know, so
Mike, your shot is dynamite.
You're fine.
Yeah. All right. God damn it.
But that's, you know, it is fun when we sort of link up on the same thing that I would do. I mean, it's not like me to do a baseball glove story And then to have you buy a baseball glove yesterday, that's wild.
Weird. Yeah. Amazon is currently testing ultra-fast deliveries, which will get purchases to your door this holiday season. What does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home. Because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Your front door in 30 minutes, not your back door. Through the window.
Look out.
Kind of ridiculous. This 30-minute delivery is only being tested in two places, Seattle and Philadelphia. Yeah. It's unclear when it might be expanded, but if you are in a rural area, don't hold your breath. Of course, not everything will be available for this, but Amazon says it'll be offered for thousands of everyday household essentials and grocery items. Speaking of deliveries, tomorrow on this show,
yes,
I will bring in video evidence of my Temu latest purchase.
The decor, yeah.
Pretty special.
Do you think this is a move against Instacart?
Probably.
Try to get things faster.
30 minutes is, you know, where I live, there are so many distribution centers for Amazon. It's a big, big part of Fort Myers' economy. And I think that it's cool, but this is where they get me mad. This is where Amazon pisses me off. If you live in Seattle and Philly, you get the check. They're trying it. And let me see. You can track the orders and you can tip. So that's Amazon not wanting to pay its employees, but they're tipping their employees.
They say in the Philadelphia version, they'll get you the product before you can say, f*** you.
Cheese wit or cheese wit out. But here's the thing. It isn't going to be free. 30-minute deliveries will start at $13.99 per order.
I wonder, can
plus
you
a tip.
Can you group things then? Like, if you got everything together as one delivery?
I don't know.
How about, does it open into a larger box?
I don't know.
Can you buy an Amazon? Can you buy the mystery box?
Fun. Yeah, that's coming up later in the show. You'll hear about that. If you think Amy Schumer's husband is enjoying her new glow up, a lot of online buzz about Amy Schumer and her fabulous weight loss. sounds like she's not taking him along on her new journey. Amy posted some new thirst traps over the weekend, and it wasn't just the excess pounds that were missing. She was also without her wedding ring.
Oh, no! My God! No.
In fact, she doesn't seem to have it on in any of the pics she's posted since she scrubbed all her old photos and videos a few weeks ago.
Right.
By the way, Giving Tuesday, Super Chat would be really, really nice if you want to get my power back on. I guess it's already on.
It's just on a temporary basis. It could go again at any time.
Maybe it's a coincidence, but the not-so-always-reliable British tabloids say she is indeed dumping her husband, Chris Fisher. Quote, Amy is 100% getting divorced.
And this is from someone close to the source?
She got skinny. She's over him.
Ew. I've got a note for Amy and Fish Chrisser and all these people is that I looked at some of her thirst trap photos this week. Her head is way too big for her body now.
Yeah, she's got a long head.
Yeah, and it's, you know what? I mean, bless you. If it's a health issue that made you lose weight, that's great. But it's not making you any more attractive. In fact, it's making you look like a bad wax museum figure.
There is counterpoint to the divorce rumors. A separate source says Amy and Chris are, quote, both committed to the relationship, but are working through normal issues that couples have. Well, that's code for things. There's trouble in Denmark.
She's got a big head and a really small mouth.
I've never understood trouble in Denmark. Is that because it's a peaceful area? Is that what that's supposed to mean?
Rotten in Denmark.
Rotten in Denmark.
And okay. I think it goes back to Hamlet, doesn't it? Or Macbeth?
I don't know. From Terminator to Stranger Things, I actually watched this in hospital. Linda Hamilton is an absolute queen and one of the most badass women on screen, even at the age of 69. But to put it mildly...
How old?
69 years young.
Yeah, dude.
But to put it mildly, her face is showing every minute of those 69 years. And you know what? Linda doesn't give a crap about that. In the new issue of AARP, the magazine, which I receive,
I know,
and I'm not lying.
You take that magazine.
I take it. She says, quote, I do not spend a moment trying to look younger on any level ever. I have just completely surrendered to the fact that this is the face that I've earned. And it tells me so much. And sometimes it's stuff I don't want to hear. She adds, quote, I don't chase beauty and I don't chase longevity, particularly. I'm fully planted in the moment, but that doesn't mean you don't try to be healthy. But not all the time. Sometimes it's just a jelly donut. So
I think for the last 10 years, she's sort of looked like a welcome mat, sort of wrinkly. And
well,
that's fine.
I love the acting. She made that movie. She really did. And if you want to go back and see what old special effects are really all about, check out Terminator. Because Terminator gets, tons of money spent on that movie. But really, when you get the walking skeleton, endoskeleton, exoskeleton, whatever the hell it is, it walks like something. What's that movie? That had all the dinosaurs in it.
Jurassic Park?
Claymate. No, before that. Long before that. Not Chariots of Fire.
Not like King Kong or Mighty Joe
Young.
Like
Land of the Lost?
Land of the Lost. Bad special effects that it had. So anyway, there's that. And I like Terminator. It's a good movie.
Item. Something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Thank you, Greg Klein. We appreciate the $10 super chat. Yes, go ahead, Rob.
I'll get you your sound effect in a second, Greg. Something rotten in the state of Denmark is a famous line from Hamlet, and it was spoken by the character Marcellus, meaning that the government and society are corrupt. So that is, you know, speaking badly of the situation of government or anything like that. But I guess in a wider span, it would be something rotten in the state of Denmark would be that Amy Schumer is getting divorced.
Something's up, baby.
Baby. Oh,
here's some. Okay. Thank you.
That's for
here are some random facts for you. I rarely put this in here, but they're interesting today.
Yeah.
A struggling poet named Eliza Acton wrote the very first modern cookbook. We're selling cookbooks now, and we're selling very well.
He did the first one, but we did the first one right.
1845 it happened, introducing the concept of listing ingredients, their quantities, and cooking times for common use in house kitchens. It was called Modern Cookery for Private Families. Trivia question, modern movies.
Yeah.
Where was the term cookery D minus or F minus for cookery? That cookery is a line used in a Tom Hanks movie. And tell me the movie. You get an A for blah, 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 but an F for cookery.
Is it the one where he's the old man that wants to kill himself and he's saved by the young family?
Nope. I'll give you another chance. I'll think Gangsters.
Ah, Bachelor Party.
One of my all-time favorite Tom Hanks movies, if not my favorite Tom Hanks. Castaway. No, but you're getting warmer. You're getting a little bit warmer. I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
Paul Newman starred in it with him.
God, I don't even know of a Paul Newman movie.
If you've never seen it, you got to watch it.
Absolutely.
It's one of his best.
What's it?
The Road to Perdition.
Ah, okay.
Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen
it. Oh, my God, Rob, it's fantastic.
I will watch it.
It's a good gangster shoot 'em up. And Jude Law, Paul Newman, young Daniel Craig is a bad guy. Fantastic cast.
Daniel Craig is 12 in this?
No, he's great. He's the bad son of Paul Newman.
He's such a good actor.
Oh, my God, is that a great movie. And sad, but wonderfully done. I urge you.
Here's is that a Stephen King book?
Might very well be.
I'll check.
Has that
check.
Flavor to it. Yeah. Number two fact, at least 8 out of 10 Americans don't allow smoking in their homes. That's double what it was 30 years ago. That makes total sense.
It is not, Rob.
The states with the highest percentage of adult smokers are, well, what do you think's number one?
Mississippi.
West Virginia.
Oh, just my neighbors.
West Virginia, 25.2%. Kentucky, 23.4%. States with the lowest smoking rates, Utah at 9% and California at 11.2%. Here's another fact.
Have you noticed more smokers in the past, like, 6 months? I feel like it's coming
vapors,
back.
Vapors.
I think the kids are pushing back against vaping, and they're starting to smoke more.
That'll show them.
I'm seeing more smokers in the past 6 months than I've seen in years.
I think there's one guy in particular that loves smoking more than anyone. It's Boog Powell.
Yes. Like to the fence where they're cooking these big chunks of beef.
Okay,
and
thank
I would
you,
hold my glove.
All right, goodbye, Boog. All right, thank you. By the way, Carly Stramski, smoker. Remember that. Here's the third fact. JonBenet Ramsey was born 9 days before Jennifer Lawrence.
That doesn't gel in my head.
Really, let that land. JonBenet was born August 6th, 1990. Jennifer Lawrence, August 15th, 1990. So JonBenet would have turned 35 this year.
And I found out this week, Mike, that I'm within 9 days exactly to the age of John Hamm. That's a weird combination, isn't it?
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I'm almost exactly the same age as John Hamm.
Put side-by-side pictures up of Rob and
no,
John
No, please
Hamm.
Don't. Please do not do that.
And the final fact, and the only reason I brought these facts to you, when Sacha Baron Cohen is speaking Kazakh in Borat, he's actually speaking Hebrew. I love this.
That's great.
Which is intentionally ironic since Borat says so many anti-Semitic things. I love that fact. That makes him, he's so brilliant, isn't he? In his own quirky little way.
And also brilliant is a guy that's two days younger than me. 2 days younger than me, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
But Rob's I'm exactly age. The same age as Emmanuel Lewis.
Wow. Rob looks like John Hamm.
No, I do. Doesn't. I do.
Finally, today, a 67-year-old man in China started experiencing abdominal pain and bloating about a month ago.
Where was he?
In China.
China.
His doctors ran some scans. They noticed a foreign object in his stomach, but had trouble figuring out what it was. They performed an emergency procedure, but had trouble getting it out.
Oh, no.
Because of its smooth, slippery exterior. When the guy was shown images of the object's shape, he figured it out. 30 years ago, he was out drinking, and he swallowed a plastic lighter on a dare.
How does that even happen? Well, they're drinking, yeah.
He assumed it passed through his system, but apparently it did not. Doctors were eventually able to remove it during an endoscopy, but they had to wrap something around it first. Reports say it was a, quote, condom-like technique to make it less slippery. Once it was removed and doctors saw that it had been corroded by stomach acid, but still had gas inside, and it still worked!
No way!
Hey, Bic, way to go!
Bic.
Sounds like the man will be okay, although we assume he was advised to avoid eating any more lighters. And good news, he's moving to West Virginia.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, it's real. It all comes together.
He'll light your cigarette there, right?
West Virginia, West Virginia, Virginia.
We got to move on here. I want to, what were you mentioning that we were going to reference? Something Josh is going to talk about? Well, the mystery vacation.
Yes.
And
right?
We got the clip. From the John Hader interview.
Yeah, John Hader.
With you.
Oh, okay. We got a John Hader clip and Josh's mystery. Hader, John Hader. Here's my standard holiday pattern. First, I tell myself I'll be thoughtful. Then I panic at the last minute, buy a gift card, and it disappoints. But this year, I skipped the panic and gave an Aura frame. I love this product.
So cool.
It is without a doubt the coolest digital picture frame that's out there. People love it because it can all be about them. The frame allows for unlimited free photos that you can put on it and video. Just download the Aura app and connect it to Wi-Fi. Plus, you can preload photos before it ships and keep adding them anywhere, from anybody that comes to your home anytime.
Do you remember, Mike, back in the day when digital frames started and you had to, like, actually put photos on a thumb drive to move them into your digital photos?
Yeah.
Now you do it, you can be on vacation.
Absolutely.
And put them in your frame while you're on vacation.
Yeah, you get a great photo from Parts Unknown, and you pop it on that frame and look at it when you get home.
Exactly.
You can even add a message before it arrives. You can share photos and videos effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. Even better, every frame comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. Remember, you can't wrap togetherness, but you can frame it. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames, named number one by Wirecutters, by using promo code TMOS at checkout. That's AuraFrame.com, promo code TMOS. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support our show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. And we thank you. That's wonderful. We have another super chat. Thank you to Virginia Bills fan Dan, $10 super chat. If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, on the comments, we are doing our last minute fundraiser for the year 2025. We have had a $20,000 shortfall, and we want to keep the show alive in 2026. So we are asking from all our platforms to help us. And if everybody who listened on Giving Tuesday made a $10 donation, it would be easy peasy and over for us. But you can do it in the super chats. You can do it by going to MikeOmeraShow.com. You can do it by buying our merchandise. And most importantly, you can do it by purchasing the bonus show subscription.
Yes.
We would appreciate all that helps us. And by the way, the bonus shows are discount priced in the month of December. So that starts today as well.
Get on that.
Giving Tuesday, please, please, please help us all out. You're part of a very successful podcast that's been on for a long time, and we are rocking and rolling, and we want to make sure you help us rock and roll into 2026. So Giving Tuesday is when we do this very big push. We haven't done a real radiothon for this show.
No.
You know, we do a little bit on the cocktail hours when we're doing it, but the costs and inflation have created an unexpected shortfall for the show, and we have Full Coma, who gifted 10 Mike O'Mara dollars to Mike O'Mara's show. 10 memberships. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's awesome. That's
YouTube,
a good one.
Yeah, we don't talk about the YouTube memberships very often.
Yeah.
That allows you to get a back catalog of really old episodes and old bonus shows and
stuff
more than 2-3 years older by having a membership on YouTube.
We are very, very grateful for that. Every single contribution, big or small, helps from all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And
all
Mike,
right,
I have a new favorite thing, and it actually involves Josh. Did you notice, because you probably didn't because you were reading the copy for Aura Frames, when Josh holds up his Aura Frame, he does a very Price is Right-like sweep. Yeah, he was almost like Diane Parkinson, the way he was advancing his photos on it, like a Price is Right model. It's fun to watch.
And it's very, fun because I don't know which pictures are showing up.
Yeah, tasteful nudes.
I love it. Let me see. Daniel Thurber 77 says $20,000. Yo, good thing you got rid of Oscar. And we have Josh. What is going on with people? Stop it. All right. We don't fight amongst ourselves. Don't
Tuesday.
Do that.
Holidays.
But anyway, super Giving Tuesday. We appreciate that. Josh Sroka, speaking of you, you have a couple of things you wanted to cover in this segment of the show today.
Yeah, I think we should start with the John Hader interview.
Please.
We talked about it a bunch.
John Hader.
We'd love to show you how this interview starts, which comes out today at 3 o'clock.
Now, yeah, it's going to come out today at 3. It's a TMOS extra.
For everyone.
For everybody.
For everybody, and more reason for you to help us out on Giving Tuesday. Thank you.
Yeah, and share the YouTube and all that, because it makes us look good.
Absolutely.
With Hollywood.
Okay, let's take a look at the clip.
Thank you for having me, Mike. Mike's not here today. I'm so sorry.
We were discussing it that you wanted to get to know Mike a little better before you wished that he felt better.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll send you some press stuff. Yeah, I think it's very fair.
I mean, normally I do, you know, promote self, well-being on all persons of the world. That said, we all have those people that we think, well, they probably could use a little bit of a comeuppance. They probably could use a little humbling. And who am I to speak? I mean, clearly he has some success, but at whose or what expense?
That's great. He sounds like an awesome dude.
That's how the interview goes.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
He was terrific. And
that
he
drops
did,
at
3
o'clock
asking,
this afternoon. That's great.
He, without even asking, he gave us a, oh, gosh. And it was yes. worth the whole time.
That's great. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much. Johnny Heater from the Mike O'Mara Show Studios, and that's today at 3 p.m. for a TMOS Extra. Yes, Josh?
Well, I was going to say, so Kelly and I have been trying to look at different vacations for the month of January. She's been wanting me to take at least one day off to go away with her in January.
And she deserves that. Because
Tom and I can hold down the fort if you want to go away and do nothing.
Because it's been a full month since you've taken a cruise.
Exactly. Well, to be fair, it's a work cruise.
That's true. And to be fair, it's right after the Christmas holiday as well. You're taking a few days then as well. Oh, but that's fine.
I know. It all adds up.
Yeah.
So I agreed that I would take my birthday off. And we looked at a bunch of vacations. And I said, but again, money's tight. So I don't want to spend too much.
Right.
So we looked at different things and decided she came to me on Thursday with this mystery vacation. And the way the mystery vacation works is you buy the mystery vacation and you don't know where you're going to go. And it includes airfare to and from, two nights at a 4-star hotel. You don't know what city you're going to.
Oh, my God. I would never do that. I wouldn't have the guts.
So I did some research.
Welcome to Venezuela.
Here's some of the places they tell you.
Okay.
And they say, obviously, you're most likely to get the bronze tier, which is like, it could be
this
Chicago.
This is like Grailsy. This is like the watch wheel.
Yeah, oh, it's totally like a watch deal.
Right.
But they had a deal for Black Friday where it was $170 a person. So now I'm looking at, I have a weekend getaway for $340.
Well, you know, if you think about the fact that you're getting two nights in a good hotel, that almost pays for it, plus the airfare. Is there any chance at the bronze tier you'll go to Towson?
Well, and that's what I did. I looked through all the cities, and I said, well, I don't want to go here. And then I saw it says it sends you at least 400 miles away from your home address. So that's good. Because that took out Orlando, it took out Miami, it took out Atlanta.
Are you 400 miles from the Bermuda Triangle? Where would that be?
But there's probably, the odds are overwhelming, you will stay, it'll be a domestic trip.
Yes. So the odds are overwhelming, it's a domestic trip.
Do they make you say, they say bring a passport?
No.
Okay. Then it's going to be domestic.
No, I know where I'm going. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Because they tell you after 48 hours.
Oh, that's so easy. So it's like,
But I tried to game the system because you choose an airport. And so you look at the airports they offer, and they had Miami or Orlando. So I compared all the cities that they offer out of Miami and all the cities they offer out of Orlando. And I tried to be like, well, there's more international flights out of Miami that are cheaper.
Right.
So I'm going to pick Miami as
I would, but it's a long haul, but I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and I would also check out Fort Lauderdale because that's essentially Miami.
Yeah.
You've got that airport as well.
Well, no, it gives you can only pick a certain airport. So it's got to be these big hubs.
Okay.
Like Jacksonville was not an option. It was Orlando or Miami.
So let me ask this question. When you're looking at Orlando and you're looking at Miami, was it a significant difference in the flight? Flights out of did you look at like all flights in general? Is that how you did you priced flights to cities?
I looked at their cities and I knew it was direct flights, and I said, all right, well, if I go to Miami, they've got cheap flights to Puerto Rico, Cancun, some of those southern Bahama places, and that'd be nice for a weekend. So I chose Miami. I didn't do a whole lot of research.
All right.
I did.
And the price point is such that I would be I wouldn't do it myself, but at least you're not, but you're kind of trapped, right? You're obligated to go where they send you.
I would do it in a second based on those numbers. Yes.
And really? I did. Yeah. And I went and I watched a bunch of TikTok videos, and the TikTok videos, people kept being sent to Chicago. And I saw that before purchasing. So
fun
I said,
city. Great city.
I said, I have never been to Chicago. We're going in January. It's going to be cold and snowy, but that's kind of part of what I miss in Florida, so that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out 48 hours later, I am going to Chicago.
Oh, okay. So it's where you wanted to go.
Yeah, so it worked out. So I am getting So we leave Saturday out of Miami, Saturday morning. The flight, we don't have flight details. We don't have hotel details. We know it is a flight between 6 and 9 a.m. out okay. of Miami on uh-huh. Saturday. That we, oh.
That, they'll take that away from
during
him.
During the winter. They stay yeah. inside during the winter.
Yeah, they'll take that away from him.
Then
the criminals, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too cold for crime.
It's a
almost a slip there, Rob. All right. Anyway,
it's a 4-star hotel in Chicago for Saturday night and Sunday night, and then I fly home Monday between like 5 and 10 p.m.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
it sounds so dreamy.
I think for $340, it's probably a pretty good deal to go to Chicago.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
for two people in a 4-star hotel, yeah. absolutely.
And okay. we'll find out. I find out 2 weeks before, I think I find out when my flights are and what the hotel is.
Okay, very nice.
So I'll update you.
All right, good stuff. Hope they stay inside. That's exciting. I look forward to that, ladies
Go to Harry Carey's restaurant, please.
I'll go see the Bean.
All right, the Bean?
And I don't know. Can I get a Wrigley tour in the snow?
Probably not. Listen, everybody, we've all had those nights where you laugh until sunrises, where conversations go deeper than you thought possible, and suddenly you feel closer to the people around you than ever before. That's the power of psilocybin. It opens doors, not just in your mind, but between people. This episode of TMOS, and I had it out a second here, is brought to you by Schedule 35. Look at this. I've got the floral peach tea right here, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by, that's the company, Schedule 35, the most trusted name in psilocybin products. Whether you're microdosing for focus or taking recreational doses to reconnect with life itself, Schedule 35 makes the experience intentional, consistent, mm-hmm. and safe. These aren't party drugs. They are connection tools for your mind, your creativity, your relationships, and maybe even your soul. Head over to schedule35.co, and use the code TMOS for 15% off. That's schedule35.co, and use the code TMOS for 15% off. Thank you, and enjoy your trip. Get 15% off all orders with code TMOS at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co, and use code TMOS. Solid.
You know, there's gummies in there too. Josh and I have been discussing the peach gummies, and they look fantastic. So
these sound so good.
They do.
I peach just want to eat the gummies. Whole bag.
Don't do that.
They are made with real fruit juice.
I love our sponsors, and I think that perhaps on a show, one of you or both of you should try those gummies.
Please to do
while we're on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. Fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got a couple of things that Rob wanted to talk to you. I'm fascinated by this LOL podcast that you were referencing that you're excited about.
Josh, not really excited as much as I am disappointed in our future. Josh sent me this tape. And I think he mostly just wanted me to show how stupid people can be.
It just angered me.
Yeah, and I said, no, I think we can probably discuss this on the air, and he agreed. This is a podcast. It's called the LOL Podcast, and apparently it's got quite a following, judging from their prices of tickets for their live events. But it's a bunch of kids. Josh thinks they're in their 20s. I think they're teens.
And the internet says 25.
Okay. They are debating about when it became a thing to call 911 when you have an emergency. Okay?
Like, but kind of on topic, you know they didn't have 911 back then?
Really?
They didn't have 911 until 9/11.
But they had emergency phone numbers. What do you mean?
No.
I think they just had the number of doctor.
No. Time out. Time out. Time out.
What are you?
They definitely had 911 before
911.
The smart one is the one in the fairy
costume.
Dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all like bring something to the show.
Yeah. I don't know if there is a smart one.
Memorial or whatever from 9/11.
No.
Yes.
I don't know who they called in like the 90s, but in the 30s, I'm pretty sure they just called their local doctor.
Well, you called, there was an emergency phone number.
When was 911? Local police station.
I'm really shocked.
What number did you use to call the police before 911?
All right. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Pause it for a second.
You got it.
Are they playing dumb?
No.
No.
They think that 911 was done in memorial to 9/11.
They appear to be acting younger than they are.
Oh, absolutely.
As a father of a 28-year-old and a father of a 12-year-old, I believe they are playing dumb.
Do you think they're doing that to appeal to the younger?
Let me look at it a little more. I want to analyze this.
And I think the ending gives it away that it's not fake.
Okay. Okay. I rolled it back a little bit. Let's rejoin the man in the fairy costume.
Let's rejoin
their local doctor.
No, you called. There was an emergency phone number.
When was 911 made? Local police station.
I'm really shocked. Y'all tripping.
What number did you use to call?
I like the girl on the right.
911. 911 was first.
I like him.
1968.
No way.
When a call was put, yeah.
What? And then 911 just so happened.
Somebody's doing their video production.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big deal. Yeah.
That's insane.
It is kind of crazy. 9/11 and 911. The number 911 was officially selected as the United States emergency number in 1968. Yeah. No. You guys think it was only in the 2000s?
No, I swore George Bush did that.
You guys thought like when our parents would have been alive. Maverick was born in 2000.
Maverick.
Maverick was born the year 9/11 happened.
My mom.
You're fact checking?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We just fact checked it.
I'm just double checking.
We'll put it on speaker.
Yeah.
Hi, mom.
Wow.
I mean, hi, honey.
Technically. She would have been alive.
Yeah.
Let's see how the mom answers.
Hello. Wow,
I love her doing it like I do it.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
They had to look it up on Wikipedia.
It's
then call the mom.
It's simply a younger version of what we do. We are just as dumb as they are. We're just older. That's all.
Yeah, I suppose. I do remember.
But we're not that dumb.
Like, it took a day or so before people made the correlation then that the attack on the World Trade Center happened on 9/11.
Yeah.
And it was just, I purely think it was a coincidence. I don't think it was. Oh.
Hold on just a second.
LOL is calling. The LOL podcast.
That was me.
Oh, that was you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I always hope, if that phone rings, I always hope it's Rob's phone so he can play with the people on the other end. The scammers.
Yeah.
You know, scam.
Yeah.
We have a fine sponsor in Cogni. I don't get those calls. So
I haven't either.
Yeah.
It's ruined that angle of we can bring back the best
to a fine sponsor. All right. Well, we've got, how is your beautiful video today? Do you have video for us?
Mike, if you're a Giants fan, you're going to love today's beautiful video.
Oh, man. I'll save my Giants comments till tomorrow. It can hold. It can wait.
Well, they may be inspired when you see the clip that I showed today.
Yeah, I'll just say briefly.
Just brief.
Without, not even close second. Worst team I have ever rooted for. Not even close. Worst team. Worst team, worst team, worst team. You can't fake it. It's that bad. It sucks. It's absolutely disgusting to be a Giants fan. We got a beautiful video coming up. But first, I want to tell you, when the holiday season rolls around, it feels like there's a party every weekend. All of those sugary drinks add up. This season, I'm going to reach for Soul's out-of-office gummies instead. Same fun vibe, low in calories, zero hangover. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. I like it. This is the combination change your mind segment of the sponsorships today.
Yes, exactly.
I would have separated them, but that's just me. If you like their out-of-office gummies, try out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing at a tedious office party. Soul also has a wide variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's sleep, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. Soul puts wellness at the forefront so you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal, and they are great for luxury cruise ships. Bring on the holiday cheer. Treat yourself or someone you love to Soul this season right now. Soul offering the TMOS audience 30% off their entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code TMOS for 30. Count it, 30% off. And of course, on Giving Tuesday, we need one more super chat just to make us feel good before the end of the show.
Please.
One more. I don't care if it's $1. I don't care if it's $5. I'd love it to be $1,000, but we will look for a super chat before the end of the show. Rob Spiewak, beautiful video. Take it away.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Time.
King George.
George Music Powered Michael.
Mike, his name is, I wrote it down, Young Ho Koo. He's a kicker for the Giants.
I'll take over the setup here.
Thank you.
The Giants, to show you what a suck team they actually are, they have been kicker challenged. And when I say that, field goal kickers is what I'm talking about. For the majority of the season, they have done things like start Graham Gano when right before the game in pregame warmups, he hurts his leg. I mean, the kicker, guy that doesn't get hit.
Historically, do they have special teams trouble like this? Is this an ongoing thing? This is new this year. Okay,
as a matter of fact, Graham Gano, during his prime and when he was playing for the Giants, one of the best kickers in the league, and they have just blown it. They have brought people in a series of kickers, and they just can't seem to get it right. Now, I think it's Young Ho Koo. Is that the name we're talking about here?
Yeah, exactly.
Young Ho Koo not only is cemented in New York Giants lore now, but he doesn't look like a kicker. As a matter of fact, he doesn't look like he'd be comfortable behind the counter of a convenience store, much less on a football field. But you would think that anybody, even you or I, would at least make contact on a ball. Take a look at this field goal attempt in the Giants' blowout loss to the New England Patriots, ladies and gentlemen.
7-yard try now by Young Ho Koo. Stumble.
Young Waku.
Sorry. Watch this.
Watch this. Here it is. He stubs his foot into the ground.
Misses it by over a foot.
I guess that goes
misses
down as a miss. I don't know.
The ball.
Touched the ball.
He never touched the ball. I'd like to play it one more time and just focus on the laughter of the announcers.
Well, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman hate the Giants.
Yeah, well, Troy is really loving this.
Good quality video, too.
Gillen gets swallowed up. There it is.
Oh, God.
Whoops.
And the announcers never prepare for that. It's never happened before.
Yeah.
Terrible hold, too.
Yeah. And also, I've watched it a lot of times this morning. It looks like when he planted his left foot, he was already doomed. I think it was a bad plant on his left foot, and that's what might have caused his right foot to go into the turf.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's you don't see that. It's very very fun. Very
I'd like to salute my team, ladies and gentlemen, rooted for them since I was 5 years old, the New York Giants. And I'm sticking with them. By the way, I wouldn't be watching the game. I watched this almost till the end, which most people left at the half.
Josh, but, here's something you need to know, that this makes Mike root harder.
It does.
Because he loves the lovable loser and the comeback.
I like the pain.
Yeah, you do.
You got to go through those hard times.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and after the show today, I'll go out and surf online and see if they fired anybody. That's the only joy I can get now. Really, I swear to God, I will be doing that today.
That's like Mr. Scrooge.
Right. Let's still looking through for that one, that very last super chat, people. Come on. You people that haven't ponied up, please. Thank you.
They will, Mike, when we hear from Jillian Smuckler.
Smuckler!
You know Jillian Smuckler, of course, is one of the hot rising reporters at KTLA Los Angeles.
All right.
I love this story. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Now at 5:30, an Altadena homeowner finds himself living with a very unwelcome and very large roommate. Turns out a massive bear has settled into the crawl space of an Altadena home, getting way too cozy.
Voice will be like this.
Jillian Smuckler now shows us what the homeowner is up against.
The Altadena man set
There's
up a
Smuckler.
Home security camera right outside this crawl space right here, because you can see that brick. That's just one of many items he noticed was moved and then even destroyed. So you can imagine his surprise when he saw a 500-pound black bear living right under his home.
In his crawl space. Look at him.
It started Monday night when Ken Johnson's outdoor camera picked up movement in the driveway.
It was really big. I'd seen him before, but he was going through the trash. He's never done that before. And then the next morning I look, and he's coming out from underneath my house.
Since then, the bear hasn't just visited, it's moved in. Ken says he sees it every day on camera, slipping in and out like he owns the place. But on Friday, things turned a little too close for comfort.
So I had to go around and change the batteries. So I went around there, and I just glanced at the hole from standing up, and I heard this horrible growl, like, oh, the hiss. And I just ran.
Ken's now living on edge, unsure when this uninvited house guest will pop up next. So naturally, I asked if we could go see it.
I see it. I see it. I see it.
Do you see it, the bear?
Yes,
the
bear? I see it.
Runs away.
Ken, are you okay?
He's coming. No. I dropped my glasses.
No.
Go to animal control when you need them.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Oh, okay, Smuckler. You're gonna pee your pants.
That's LA. That. LA includes that, Rob.
Yeah,
they wouldn't include that in a lot of markets. LA includes that. That's wonderful. Hey, we got one. Dal, another one. That's two from her, though. So technically, it wasn't a new person, but Dal Gota, thank you very much. You gave us a big one before.
Yeah, looks like a guy.
That's a guy. Okay, sorry, Dal. That's wonderful. One for the road. Good stuff. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Hey, thank you, Boston, Maine. Suck my Irish bag. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You know, sometimes animals are a pain, like when they...
You're here now, though, Boston, Maine. Get Don back on the show and I will contribute. That's a snarky, nasty thing that needs to be called out. So that's why I call it out.
I like that the bear actually broke into the crawl space. He pulled out the screen.
Yes.
He moved bricks. But animals can be helpful, especially when they save you from certain death. Even if it's a rabbit.
Homeowner tells me the fire started on the backside of her home, spreading up to the top, and it could have been so much worse if it wasn't for their family pet. It was a hair-raising wake-up call.
He was jumping in the cage like he never had.
For a DeKalb County family, Friday morning.
He was inside the kitchen where the fire was.
Homeowner Erlene Rivera says she woke up to her rabbit, Coco, thumping out a warning as flames threatened her home.
He knew something was happening and he started jumping and jumping.
Authorities believe the fire started on the family's back porch, the same spot where they had gathered just one day earlier for Thanksgiving.
Mike, I'll give you the classic punchline now.
Thank you, David Tope, 95.95, $10 super chat. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Classic punchline to that, Mike, is a rabbit that good you don't eat all at once.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I'd like to bring you an occasional Guinness World Record. This is a great one. They finally, and you said it would never be unseated, Mike. You told me. You called me. You said no one will ever run a half marathon wearing more than 127 T-shirts. You said that will stand for the rest of the world.
It's one of the facts I've always quoted.
It's one that you've always loved. Well, if you put on 137 and run the half marathon, you're the new record holder, but also your head looks comically small.
Seven.
You all right? What's the total of T-shirts?
137.
13.1 miles to go.
12 minutes for 1 mile.
I wonder what the weight is.
I don't know.
First Gatorade.
But he really does look like those. Do you remember when bars used to do the wrestling?
Sumo wrestlers.
The sumo wrestling outfits? That's what he looks like.
Actually, he looks like the Minions villain.
Yeah, Gru.
He looks like Gru.
Yeah. But the bad thing would be...
How many shirts are you wearing?
137.
Yeah, you gotta be dying.
Not dying, just a little heat stroke. Cool.
I'm glad he didn't sweat through it.
It's the story of America. Yeah. In the look at me world, that's one of the look at me-est.
And there's already someone else planning for 140.
There we go.
Well, I wish him all the best.
That's good. I know you do. You wish everybody the best.
Mike,
Thank you. Let's
close with this. Just to prove that 30 years ago or so, Dolly Parton did not have loose teeth. This is from 1998, and this is a very funny... I know we all love Dolly, and this is a classic Dolly moment. Just for some reason, it's 30 years old or so, 98, but it's now circling, and I like this moment, and I like that her teeth are tight.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
I know that you have a lot of experience wearing wigs.
This guy.
Yeah,
I know.
And I wonder, should I use Rogaine, should I get a wig, or should I stay the way I am? What do you think, Dolly?
I think you should stay the way you are, because just because you've lost your fuzz don't mean you're not a peach.
All right. Turn the music down for a second, ladies and gentlemen. That's Dolly. And by the way, she's still got a little bit of a turn of beauty there.
Not like nowadays, though.
For all of you people who contributed with the Super Chats today, all you people who are going to contribute when you listen to this, we really do appreciate it. You're moving the meter for us. And really, for the individual that bought 10 subscriptions to the show, you know, if we can get 20 listeners to do that for other people, that is the absolute best. Thank you, thank you. thank you. We appreciate that. Giving Tuesday, we want you to support the show and make sure that you keep on doing it so we can continue this show, which we really would like to do in 2026. But we can't do it without closing some of these financial gaps that we have. And this podcast is in the top echelon of podcasts ever created. We have been for a very, very long time. And 50 to 60 million downloads is nothing to sniff at. We do have advertisers that recognize this show, but we really rely on our listeners more than anything for all the help in the world. So that's what we need.
We feel your family, folks, and we love having you as a part of the family. And
that's it.
This is it. So we love making you laugh. Thank you so much.
That's it. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow morning. For Josh Broca and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I'll see you later.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.